Lecture topic, What Brings Calamities, Part 2.
اكتم جهادكم anyway, stop striving in the path of Allah. كيف بكم او my sahaba اذا تبايعتم بالعينة when your dealings will become haram. ورضيتم بالذرع and you will be content with famine. واخذتم اذناب البقر and ignorance will come in the ummah. وتركتم الجهاد and you will stop striving in the path of Allah. سلط الله عليكم ذلا. Allah Pak will impose disgrace on you. This disgrace will not come from the superpowers of the dunya. It will come from the creator of the superpowers. Direct from Allah. O Nabi of Allah, will such a time ever come? Nabi alayhi salam said, كيف بكم إذا لم تأمروا بالمعروف ولم تنهوا عن المنكر. O my Sahaba, worse than that will happen. What is it, O Nabi of Allah? What will happen when you stop inviting towards good and forbidding evil? Nabi alayhi salam says in the words of Abu Dawud, إِذَا عُمِلَتِ الْخَطِيئَةُ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَنْ شَهِدَهَا فَكَرِهَهَا كَانَكَ مَنْ غَابَ عَنْهَا وَمَنْ غَابَ عَنْهَا فَرَضِيَهَا كَانَكَ مَنْ شَهِدَهَا. When Allah's transgression takes, listen to this hadith very attentively. When Allah's transgression takes place on this earth, those that witness it, but dislike it, and make an effort to reform it, it is as though they were not present when this wrong took place. But those that were absent when the wrong took place, and when they were informed that Allah's orders are being broken throughout the dunya, they did not witness it, the news reached their ears. It did not displease them, it did not hurt them, they did not make an effort to reform it. Nabi alayhi salam says, these are those people that are sharing the wrong happening throughout the dunya. They will not only be answerable for the wrong in front of their eyes, but the wrong happening around the dunya. That is why Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Aaj munkarat mahboob ho chuke. Allah's disobedience have become beloved to people. Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, kafir se pyar karte te, kufr se nafrat karte te. Fasik se pyar karte te, fisk se nafrat karte te. Fadir se pyar karte te, fujur se nafrat karte te. Aaj hum kafir se nafrat karte, Allah ki kasam kufr se pyar karte. Fasik se nafrat karte, fisk se pyar karte. Sahab Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, they hated kufr, they loved the kafir. They hated transgression, they loved the transgressor. Today we hate the transgressor, we love transgression. We're not hating him, we're not hating Allah's disobedience, we're hating him and we love the wrong. That is why Mawlana Muhammad Yusuf rahimahumullah, نور الله مرقده وبرر الله مذجعه ورفع الله درجته. Allah fill his grave with noor. He used to make this dua. It is the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam. أخرج اليهود من جزيرة العرب لا يبقى هنا دينان. Remove the Yahud from the land of Arabia. No two religions must remain in the land of Arabia. Mawlana used to make dua. اللهم أخرج اليهودية والنصرانية عن قلوب المسلمين. Ya Allah, before removing Yahudi and the Yahud from the land of Arabia, remove them from the hearts of the Muslims. If they left Arabia but they in our hearts, what good is that? لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سُنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ ذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ حَتَّى لَوْ دَخَلُوا جُحْرَ ذَبٍ لَاتَّبَعْتُمُوهُمْ قَالُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ فَمَنْ. O my Sahaba, you will follow the nations that preceded you to the minutest detail. That is the Yahud and the Nasara. To the extent that if they went into the hole of an insect, you'll also go. Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, are you referring to the Yahud and the Nasara? Nabi alayhi salam said, if not them, then who? Qala faman, Muslim Sharif. وَاسْأَلْهُمْ عَنِ الْقَرِيَةِ الَّتِي كَانَتْ حَاضِرَةَ الْبَحْرِ. Narrate to them, O Nabi of Allah. The incident of those people. The name of the town is Ila. situated between Tur and Madian. It was in the era of Dawud alayhi salam. The Yahud, Allah Pak had made fishing haram for them on Saturday. And Allah's test on them was, إِذْ يَعْدُونَ فِي السَّبْتِ إِذْ تَأْتِيهِمْ حِيْتَانُهُمْ يَوْمَ سَبْتِهِمْ شُرَّعًا. Allah's test upon them was, on Saturday the fish used to come right at the shore in hundreds. And Allah said it's haram. وَيَوْمَ لَا يَثْبِتُونَ لَا تَأْتِيهِمْ. And besides Saturday when fishing was halal, not one fish came in the hook. This was the test of Allah Pak. So these Yahud, they plotted and they planned and they did some schemes. What they did was, they built a river, they built a pond of water, and they used to allow the fish to come into this pond of their water on Saturday when it used to come in front, block the fish and remove it on Sunday, saying we were fishing on Sunday and not Saturday. So they used to capture the fish, so to say, on Saturday, remove it on Sunday, justify their wrong, verify their wrong, console themselves. Allah had made fishing haram for them on Saturday, and Allah used to send the fish right in front. Like when it is Azan time, the shop is full. When it is not Azan time, there's no customer. Whole night you can't sleep, further time you're snoring. Allah says, whole night you can't sleep, further time you're snoring. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ليبلونكم الله بشيء من الصيد تناله أيديكم ورماحكم ليعلم الله من يخافه بالغيب. Oh my Sahaba, oh my servants, when you are in the state of Ihram, hunting is haram. When you are not in the state of Ihram, hunting is permissible. Now Allah says, I'm going to test you. When you are in the state of Ihram, I'm going to bring that game and that animal so close to you, تَنَالُهُ أَيْدِيكُمْ, that you can catch that animal with your hands, but it's haram. And when you won't be in the state of Ihram, you'll run for that animal. Why? لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. I want to see who can suppress his emotions to earn the pleasure of his Allah. Allah takes the qasam of a horse. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحًا فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحًا فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحًا فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقْعًا فَوَسَّطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا. Allah says, look at that horse. Learn. Are goros is sabak siko. Allah says, look at that horse. The master gives him food, water, shelter. Nothing more. Not the creator of the horse looks after this horse. This horse is so grateful to the owner that because of that hay and water, it feels so indebted to this owner that Allah says this horse takes him on his back. فَوَسَّطُنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا, penetrates into the midst of the battlefield, endangering its own life for the victory of this temporary master. Allah says, what haven't I given you that you can't do what this horse does for its master? Is the demand of Allah too high for us to obey Allah? That Allah who has given us so much. Isa alayhi salam seen one person, رَجُلٌ أَعْمَى مَقْعَدٌ مَجْزُومٌ, suffering from leprosy, disabled and blind. And he says, oh Allah, all praise belongs to you, all praise belongs to you. Isa alayhi salam says, عَلَى مَا تَحْمَدُ اللَّهِ, oh friend of Allah, on what ni'mat are you thanking Allah? He says, I thank Allah with all this. I am not from amongst those people who eat Allah's ni'mat and say Jesus is Allah. Maybe I don't have it, but I know who's Allah. Yabna Adam in wajadtani wajadta kulla shay. Oh my servant, if you have recognized Allah, you came to know everything. And if you haven't recognized Allah, you knew nothing. We are worried what's happening in the world. Why you don't know what's happening in Allah's Quran and you are boasting what's happening in the world? You don't know what the Surah Fatiha mean. You don't know what Surah Ikhlas mean. And you are worried of what's happening in the world. Priorities upside down. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about these people. Some of them started fishing like this. making these plans with Allah, they got divided into few categories. Those that used to do fishing, those that abstained from fishing but were silent about it. There were that category who abstained also and prohibited for a period of time, but when they seen that the propagation and invitation was not penetrating, they stopped inviting. And there were those people who abstained and prohibited right till the end. Allah makes mention in the 9th juz of the Quran in Surah A'raf. وَإِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ مِّنْهُمْ لِمَتَاعِذُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّهُ مُهْلِكُهُمْ أَوْ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. When these people who advised for a period of time stopped, they told the others, why are you stopping these people? You can see the wrong they're doing. Allah's azab is definite for them. Why are you still going to the man's house, knocking his door and telling him about Allah? Two things. قَالُوا مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. Tomorrow when Allah tells me in your street, Fajr time no one came for namaz, I'll say, Ya Allah, every day I used to take out time and make one mulaqat. This was within my reach, nothing more was in my reach. At least I will have an answer before Allah. This is why we will continue telling them. وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. And with the hope that Allah gives them hidayat. Now Allah says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ أَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ السُّوءِ وَأَخَذْنَا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا بِعَذَابٍ بَئِيسٍ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. When they had transgressed all the limits, Allah says, we protected those that abstained from evil and prohibited others from evil. And we destroyed the wrongdoers. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi writes, نَسَّ الْقُرْآنُ عَلَىٰ هَلَاكِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَنَجَاتِ النَّاهِينَ وَسَكَتَ عَنِ السَّاكِتِينَ. Allah Pak confirms the destruction of the evildoers. Allah confirms the salvation of those that abstain and prohibited. And Allah Pak is silent in His Quran about those that were silent about His disobedience. This is the word of Ibn Kathir. وَسَكَتَ عَنِ السَّاكِتِينَ. They know and Allah knows. Allah hasn't given any guarantee. Those who seen it happening, brothers, today it has reached that level that a man doesn't do it and he doesn't feel guilty. Like Nabi alayhi salam says in one hadith, there is one sin that people haven't understood as a sin, and that's the love of this dunya of a very great level. When they haven't understood it as a wrong, when will they ever make tawbah? So my sahaba, what will happen to you? إِذَا لَمْ تَأْمُرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَمْ تَنْهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Allah's fadl in Nizamuddin, Hazrat Ji Mawlana Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah give him the highest of levels in Jannat. Every day he used to make dua for one country, asking Allah the disobedience that is taking place in that country, Allah must remove it for 1 hour. O my Sahaba, worse than that will happen. كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْمُنْكَرَ مَعْرُوفًا وَالْمَعْرُوفَ مُنْكَرًا. What will happen when Allah's disobedience will look apparent and Allah's obedience won't look tempting to you? When you, like a sick person, when he's given food, then it's tasting bitter and sour. Why? Because he's sick. So you will become sick. Good things will look bad to you and bad will look good to you. What will happen like that? My respected brothers and elders, in the eyes of Allah Pak, Allah's deen is very valuable and very precious. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Tell them, O Nabi of Allah, if it wasn't for your supplication, Allah's got no time for you. Allah Pak has attached His help, His madad, with, not with personalities, but with amal and with actions. In the golden era of Nabi alayhi salam, in the presence of Sahaba, on the occasion of Hunayn, when the Sahaba Ikram were impressed with their figures, إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْعًا. When they looked at their numbers and they said, today we can't face defeat because of our numbers. In the presence of Nabi alayhi salam, focusing their attention on their numbers and not the help of Allah, Allah says, ضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ. I made that land narrow for you despite its vastness. And you ran from there. So Allah Pak has not attached His help with personalities. Allah has attached it with the amal that was found in Sahaba. When Sahaba left that amal, then Allah's help went away with them. In this time and age, if those amal will come, like Allah's help was with them, it will come with us. Allah speaks about Fir'aun. Inna Fir'auna ala fil ard. Allah says he caused mischief on the earth. He made zulam on Bani Israel. Yudhabbihu abna'ahum, he used to kill the sons. Yastahyi nisa'ahum, he used to leave the woman alive. Now look at the plan of Allah. Allah says this oppressed, downtrodden, belittled and disgraced nation of Bani Israel. One side, Fir'aun was doing this wrong. He was killing them, and that was also because it was told to him, yuladu mauludun yadhabu mulkuka ala yadihi, that a child will be born at his hand, you will lose your kingdom. Allah says, I intended five things. I intended five things with this nation who Fir'aun was oppressing. Listen to this, beloved brothers. وَنُرِيدُ أَنَّ مُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. I intended favoring the oppressed. Fir'aun was oppressing them, the whole world was looking down upon them. My plan with them was to elevate them. Number one. وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. I wanted to make them the leaders of deen. وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ. I wanted them to inherit the land of Egypt. Today, كَانَ يُعَامِلُهُمْ مُعَامَلَةَ الْحَمِيرِ وَالدَّوَابِ. The earning of Bani Israel was 1 meal a day. Today they earn in 1 meal. Allah's plan with this nation is they must inherit this land. وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Today they have been governed over. Allah says, I want to make the same people govern us. وَنُرِيَ فِرَعُونَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَحْذَرُونَ. And it was my plan to show Fir'aun and Haman the thing they were dreading the most, and that is the destruction of their kingdom. So one side Bani Israel oppressed them, one side Allah had five plans with this downtrodden nation. What was the formula of Allah that he implemented in making this theory a reality? How did Allah go about in making this happen? That's the question to know. What were the plans of Allah? What were the steps taken by Allah? Nabi alayhi salam says, man za'ama anna Allah ja'ala lil ibadi shay'an min al-amri faqad kafara bima anzal Allah 'ala al-anbiya ala lahu al-khalqu wal-amru. That person who feels his plan has a share in Allah's decision, he has denied the message that came to 124,000 prophets. Tell him the decision is only of Allah's. It's only but Allah. There's no ifs and buts, only and only Allah. Allah commands Musa alayhi salam to take his dawat. اذهب الى فرعون انه طغى. Oh Musa, take my dawat and go and give it to Fir'aun. Musa says, ya Allah, la yantaliqu lisani. I stutter, I can't speak. A man who stutters is been chosen by Allah to present the dawat of Allah. Before whom? Before Fir'aun. To revive what? Five things. What is the formula of Allah and what is the hidden plan of Allah? Allah tells the mother of Musa alayhi salam, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي. We told the mother of Musa, breastfeed this child as long as you can keep it discreet and secret. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. But when you fear the men of Fir'aun will snatch this child, put him in a box and let him sail in the river Nile. وَلَا تَخَافِي غَرْقَهُ وَلَا تَحْزَنِي فِرَاقَهُ. Fear not him drowning and lament not his separation. إِنَّا رَدُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ. It's our responsibility to bring him back. وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. There's a great future coming this child's way, and that is we're going to make him a prophet. This child is sailing in the water. تَلْعَبُ بِهِ أَمْوَاجُ النِّيلِ. The waves are playing with him. Fir'aun is sitting there. He commands one of his servants, إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الصُّنْدُوقُ. Bring this box to me. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, look at Allah. فالتقطه آل فرعون ليكون لهم عدوا وحزنا إن فرعون وهامان وجنودهما كانوا خاطئين. Allah says, Fir'aun and Haman, not knowing, are picking up with love and care their own enemy. Allah says, Fir'aun and Haman, not knowing, what great love are picking up their enemy. That child, for look at Allah's plan. In my limited, or rather exceptionally limited knowledge, The way Allah has explained His Qudrat via Musa alayhi salam's incident, that is why Allah has discussed it in 28 juz of the Quran. Really, it's beyond our understanding. I don't think any other incident can portray Allah's Qudrat amongst the many other stories discussed in the Quran like this incident. I stand for correction, as I mentioned, in my limited understanding. This child for whom he killed, when Allah wants to plan, what was the plan of Allah? I want to mention two things. How did Allah plan? وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. Allah says, I put muhabbat from my side onto you. So I made your face so attractive, when your enemy looked at you also, he melted at your beauty. I didn't send weapon, I didn't send angels. I put noor on your face that your enemy melted. That child for whom you killed, his wife tells him, لا تقتلوا Fir'aun, you and your men, you dare touch this boy. My ustad used to say, okay, he used to claim to say that he is Allah, but he is prostrating before the Minister of Home Affairs. He says, this is such a place that even Fir'aun had to make sajda, to me aur aap kaise sajda nahi karenge. Allah says, "Inna Fir'aun wa Haman wa junudahuma kanu khati'in." Verily, Fir'aun and Haman were in open error. The common tafsir is what I have mentioned now, that they have picked up their enemy. Maulana Shabir Ahmad Usmani rahimahumullah writes, what was this error? Where Allah says they were in an error. Allah says, listen to this, Allahu Akbar. Allah says the error of Fir'aun was partly that he picked up his enemy. But that wasn't the actual error. The error of Fir'aun was in his foolishness and his stupidity, he thought he could overpower Allah's plan by killing the children. This was his mistake. When he heard a child will be born, so his mistake was he thought, oh, this is easy, I'll combat this, I'll kill the children. This was his mistake. He thought his resources can overpower Allah's planning. Khalifa Mahdi was sitting. There was a drought. Mahdi was the father of Harun Rashid. There was a drought. Tried lot of things, rain didn't come. One day he was sitting in the night. His khadim was pressing his leg. He said, koi kissa to sunao, dil bara ghamgeen hai. Tell us some story, I'm depressed, rain is not coming. He said, Amirul Mu'mineen, the fox was going on journey. So he came to the lion and said, you are the king of the jungle, I'm leaving my child with you. Take care of my child, when I come back I'll pick up my amanat. So the lion said, no problem, took the fox on the back, and the lion used to walk. Who's got the courage? Any wolf, any sheep, any elephant looking at the lion, you forget everything. One day while he was walking and strolling in the jungles, one uqab, one eagle came from the top, snatched it and took it and went away. When this fox returned, came back to the jungle, to the king of the jungle, came back to the lion, said, where is my amanat? He says, I took care of it. But when the calamity came from the top, it was out of my reach. So the khadim told Mahdi, agar qahat koi dunyavi musibat hoti, to aap takkar le sakte, ye to asmani musibat hai, isme aapki bas kahan chalegi, asman walo ko razi kar lo, pani aa jayega. If drought was a worldly calamity, if earthquake was connected to our misunderstanding and mishandling, then we could look into the matter. This comes from there. He stood up, performed 2 rakat namaz. Before his tears could touch the ground, Allah sent down floods. If earthquake and accident and killing and murdering is connected to something of our reach, we can say, implement more money on the roads, put more money on the railway station, and avoid the accident. It's coming from there. Sahaba says, Shakawna ila Anas ibn Malik ma nalqa min al-hajjaj. We came to Anas ibn Malik and we said that, you know, we can't tolerate the atrocities and the zulm and the oppression of Hajjaj in the hashia of Mishkat Sharif. And in the riwayat of Tirmizi Jillatani, it comes, this notorious bloodshedder had killed 120,000 people, majority of whom were those who seen Sahaba. So we came to Anas and we said, oh Anas, like, what do we do here? Death is becoming so common. By the way, let me mention another hadith. Nabi alayhi salam says, وَلَا تَشَ الزِّنَا فِي قَوْمٍ إِلَّا كَثُرَ فِيهِمُ الْمَوْتِ. It's Allah's promise, that nation in which zina becomes common, Allah will make death common among them. Whether through accidents or HIV positive, but death will become common. And the quotation I quoted in the beginning of my khutbah, where Ikramah says, I heard Kab Ahbar telling Ibn Abbas, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْوَبَاءَ قَدْ فَشَى. When you see calamities coming one after the other, then you must know zina has become common. Zina has become common. My respected brothers and elders, it is connected to our amal. It is connected to our amal. When he stood up, the rain came down immediately there and then. Allah Pak has linked everything to amal. If the correct amal will come into our lives, Allah will send down the correct conditions. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, few things we'll mention and we'll end off. إِذَا فَعَلَتْ أُمَّتِي خَمْسَ عَشْرَةَ خَصْلَةً حَلَّ بِهَا الْبَلَى. When my ummah will do 15 things, they will make Allah's azab halal for them. When they'll do 15 things, they will make Allah's azab halal for them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا اتُّخِذَ الْفَيْءُ دِوَلَى وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْنَمَا وَالزَّكَاةُ مَغْرَمَا. A time will come when discharging zakat will be taken as a burden. Allahu Akbar, another hadith comes to mind. Nabi alayhi salam says, 5 angels descend from the sky every day. One comes in Makkah, one comes in Medina, one comes in Baytul Muqaddas, one comes at the graveyard of the Muslim Ummah, and one at the bazaar of the Muslim Ummah. The one that comes in Makkah says, Ala man taraka fara'id Allah faqad kharaja min rahmatillah. That person who takes the guts and the courage of disobeying Allah has no share in Allah's mercy. The one that comes to Medina, but of course the spiritual ear can hear it. The one that comes to Medina says, Ala man taraka sunan al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqad kharaja min shafa'atihi. The one that deserts the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will be deprived of the intercession of Nabi alayhi salam. The one that comes to Baytul Muqaddas says, Ala man iktasaba malan harama. That person whose earnings are haram, Allah rejects all his a'mal. Ayyuma abdin nabata lahmuhu min suhtin fannaru awla bihi. That piece of flesh nourished with haram is most deserving for the fire of Jahannam. The one that comes to the graveyard of the Muslim Ummah says, Ya ahl al qubur, O the dwellers of graves, stand up and speak. Tell us, when you were dying, what were you lamenting? And now when you went down, what do you lament? When you were dying, your regret was, I didn't leave enough money for my children. But now when you are there, your regret is, I didn't leave enough deen for them. And one comes to the bazaar and he says, Mahlan, mahlan, stop, pause. Shawwaknakum falam tashtaqu, khawwafnakum falam takhafu, lawla rijalun khushya, wa sibyanun rudda, wa bahaimun rudda, wa shuyukhun rukka, la subba alaykum al-adhabu subba. We stop you, you don't want to stop. We told you it's haram, you don't want to listen. Allah Ta'ala says, Lawla rijalun khushya, if it wasn't for those Allah-fearing people, wa sibyanun rudda, and those masoom children drinking the milk of their mothers, wa bahaimun rutta, and the innocent animal in the jungles, your amal is such, la subba alaykum al-adhabu subba. Allah says, I'll only open the doors of the skies and pour my azab on you. I'll pour it on you. It's these categories on the grounds of which I have withheld my azab. وَلَمْ يَمْنَعُوا زَكَاةَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ إِلَّا مُنِعُوا الْمَتَرْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَلَوْلَ الْبَهَائِمْ لَمْ يُمْتَرُوا. A time will come, وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ. A man will be obedient to his wife at the cost of the displeasure of his mother. Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam says, إِنَّ أَعْظَمَ النَّاسِ حَقًّا إِنَّ أَعْظَمَ النَّاسِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمَرْأَةِ زَوْجُهَا وَأَعْظَمُ النَّاسِ حَقًّا عَلَى الرَّجُلِ أُمُّهُ. The man with the person with the greatest right upon a woman is a husband. And the greatest right upon a man is the right of his mother. A time will come where a man will obey his wife at the cost of the displeasure of his mother. وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ. And he will love being recognized via his friend and embarrassed being recognized via his father. You rather introduce him by saying he studied with Dr. So and so, they were in one college. Don't say he is the son of so and so. His father is too simple for him to accept it. He'll find it disgrace below his dignity to say that this is my father. Yes, Dr. So and so, myself and him were together in overseas. أدنى صديقه وأقصى أباه. ظهرت الأصوات في المساجد. People will raise their voices in the masjid. ساد القبيلة فاسقهم. The most disobedient in the eyes of Allah will become the leader of people. Nabi alayhi salam says, the fasiq, Allahu Akbar, إذا مدح الفاسق. When a transgressor is praised, a man who disobeys Allah is praised. Nabi alayhi salam says, غضب الرب واهتز له العرش. Allah becomes angry and Allah's throne starts shaking. إذا قال الرجل للفاسق يا سيدي فقد أغضب ربه. It is sufficient to earn Allah's pleasure to tell a transgressor, yes sir. Nabi alayhi salam says, the word sir for Allah's disobedient servant is sufficient to anger Allah. That is why today, and the words of Bukhari, وَيُقَالُ لِلْرَّجُلْ مَا أَعْقَلَهُ وَمَا أَزْرَفَهُ وَمَا أَجْلَدَهُ وَمَا فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنْ إِيمَانٍ. It would be said regarding a man, what a brilliant man, what an intelligent man, what a wise man. And Nabi alayhi salam says, Allah's qasam, there won't be an iota of iman in his heart. The words of Bukhari, a man will be introduced by saying, مَا أَعْقَلَهُ. You cannot understand his intelligence, his bravery, his sacrifice, his potential, his capabilities, his resources, his know-how, his understanding, his technology. وَمَا فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنْ إِيمَانٍ. And there won't be an iota of iman in his heart. Today, wallah, we are deprived. We are deprived of praising Allah. You ask a man, by your car, yeah, Morana, you know what, actually, I bought it for 20,000, I did the interior, I did the body, I did the engine. So, oh, okay, Jazakallah. I just wanted to know if it's your car, nothing more. By your house, yeah, Morana, hey, you know what, I was renting, I had problems with the landlord, I got a loan, and, hey, but, okay, Jazakallah, bye, I'll see you. By your son, yeah, Morana, make dua, I mean, he just graduated. Now, he was doing law, but it didn't work out, he wants to do medicine. Make dua, he's applied in America, make dua, things work out. Okay, Jazakallah. Pray, tell us about your Allah. Lost for words. He can speak about anything and everything. Wallah, he'll describe the mats in his house, the blinds in his house, the tiles in his house for hours. Tell him to speak about Allah. He's lost for words. Allah's fadl through the Mubarak effort of Dawat and Tabligh, an ordinary man spending chilla can speak hours about Allah. Hours and hours about Allah. Jiski zaban harkat nahi karegi, uska wujud kab harkat karega. Whose tongue can use Allah, how will his body die for Allah's deen, which is the object and the mission of his life. We have been deprived, wallah, Allah has deprived us, our tongues are not moving. We can describe and speak about one thing hours and hours. It's never boring and it's never monotonous. It's tiring to speak about Allah repeatedly and it's tiring to hear about Allah. Where's iman? Where is iman? Musalman tu girte girte itna gir gaya, Allah ki qasam, girne ki jagah nahi rahi. Oh Muslim, you have fallen so much, there's no more place to fall. There's no more place to fall. Where are we going? Let us think, respected brothers. This is a sign from Allah. Whatever is happening globally, the calamities. Nabi alayhi salam says, وَظَهَرَتِ الْقَيْنَاتِ وَالْمَعَازِفِ. Singing will become common. Music will become common. شُرِبَتِ الْخُمُورِ. People will consume liquor in big numbers. Sahaba ikram said, وَقَدْ بَيَّنَ اللَّهُ فِيهَا مَا بَيَّنَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. We can't understand, O Nabi of Allah. You told us liquor is haram. Then you are telling us your ummah will consume it. Will it mean it will be halal for them, that's why they'll drink it? Or will it mean the warnings of prohibition won't reach them, that's why they'll drink? But we can't understand, a ummati knows it's haram and he still does it. Nabi alayhi salam said, O my sahaba, don't base the others on your iman. يُسَمُّونَهَا بِغَيْرِ إِسْمِهَا فَيَسْتَحِلُّونَهَا. They'll give liquor another name to justify their wrong. They won't call it wine, they'll drink the same thing with a different name, saying it's not wine. Zina will become common. Consuming of liquor will become common. ولعن آخر هذه الأمة أولها. The last portion of this ummah will start cursing the Sahaba. إذا رأيتم الذين يسبون أصحابي فقولوا لعنة الله على شركم. When you see people speaking ill of my Sahaba, tell them may Allah's curse come on what you're saying. The words of Nabi alayhi salam. Who didn't curse a kafir, who didn't curse his enemy, say, when you hear someone speaking ill of my Sahaba, your iman must demand that you stand up. Today we are ready to defend anyone and everyone but Allah's deen. That is why Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, aaj musalmano ke liye bahut rone wale hai, Islam ke liye koi rone wala nahi hai. There's many people to cry about the Muslims. Who's crying about Islam? Muslims have been tortured here. Muslims have been oppressed here. Allah's deen that has been tortured in your own house, cry about that. لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع. You'll be asked about the deen that is in your own house. We want to implement this and that. When the petition came about in Pakistan, those of the ulama that were not of the opinion that it must come about, then one of the akabirin mentioned, you are speaking of bringing Allah's obedience on the land. Bring Allah's obedience on your body, then bring it on the land. Which government is stopping you from bringing deen in your house? And who's bringing it in the house? Oh my Sahaba, when these, we only highlighted few. One hadith I wanted to mention with regards to giving preference to the wife over the mother, the rights of the mother. I'm saying this that Allah give me tawfiq number one in all of us. Without oppressing the wife in any way. Without oppressing the wife in any way. Nabi alayhi salam says, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best amongst you is he who is the best to his wives, and I am the best to my wives. There again, respected brothers and elders, a point comes to mind. Nabi alayhi salam says, I am the best to my wives. We can also claim it that I am the best to my wives. I have filled her hand with jewelry. I have furnished the house. Look at the life of Aisha radiallahu anha. She, Nabi alayhi salam told her, إِنْ أَرَدْتِ اللُّحُوقْ بِي فَلْيَكْفِيكِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا كَزَادِ الرَّاكِبِ. Aisha, if you want to meet me in Akhirat, then don't regard a garment old till you don't patch it few times. Aisha radiallahu anha had two meals on one day in the riwayat of Bayhaqi. Nabi sallam told her, al-aklu marratayni min al-israf, wallahu la yuhibbul musrifin. Aisha, to eat twice a day is being extravagant. Allah don't like those that waste. So Nabi alayhi salam gave her so little, and he says, I am the best to my wife. That makes you and I understand the measuring stick of kindness is not what we are measuring. We are measuring with dunya kindness. He measured with deen. How much deen you gave, according to that you are kind. So if you filled the hands with jewelry and you took a holiday upon holiday, you furnished the house, you gave a variety of clothes, but you didn't give her deen, in the eyes of Allah, you're the worst husband. And the decision is in the eyes of Allah. He'll decide who was kind and cruel. Everything has become dunya. Even Allah's deen, we are making dunya the object. Nabi alayhi salam was asked, Ya Rasulullah, inni hamaltu ummi ala unuqi farsakhaini fi ramdain shadidatin. Law alqaytu fiha bud'atan min lahmin lanadajat fahal addaytu shukraha. I carried my mother for 6 miles on my back in such heat, scorching heat, that if I had to throw a piece of flesh on the floor, it would roast in seconds. In such heat, I carried my mother on my back and I walked. فَهَلْ أَدَّيْتُ شُكْرَهَا. Have I perchance fulfilled the rights of my mother? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَعَلَّهُ أَن يَكُونَ لِطَلَقَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّن طَلَقَاتِ أُمِّكَ. Oh my Sahabi, the maximum I can say, perhaps it could be equivalent to a fraction of the agony she bore in your birth. Perhaps, that's also not definite. The pain she bore there is not covered. Perhaps. Nabi alayhi salam says another hadith, many of us, our parents are gone, Allah give them jannat. إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَمُوتُ وَالِدَاهُ أَوْ أَحَدُهُمَا وَإِنَّهُ لَهُمَا لَعَاقٌ. Many times a person loses his parents and he was disobedient. Nabi alayhi salam says, make dua for them, fulfill their request and be kind to those who they were kind to. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was walking. He met one person. He told him, أَلَسْتَ فُلَانُ ابْنُ فُلَا, aren't you so and so? He says, yes. He says, alright, just come here 1 minute. Ushdud hada, take this imama of mine and jump onto this camel. So the person that was with him told him, "Oh, Abdullah ibn Umar, what's happening?" He says, "No, my father loved him. He was ready to give his car, his conveyance, to maintain ties with whom his father kept. Today, Allah forgive myself first. Never mind giving a car to my father's friend. I can't give it to my father. I can't give my own father. Where I'll give my father's friend? My father's friend, I won't give a love. Never mind anything else." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Oh my sahaba," we'll conclude inshallah. When these things will become common in the ummah, all these things will become common in the ummah. فَارْتَقِبُوا عِنْدَ ذَٰلِكَ رِيحًا حَمْرًا. Wait for Allahu Akbar. This is the climax of the talk. When these evils and vices become common, فَارْتَقِبُوا عِنْدَ ذَٰلِكَ رِيحًا حَمْرًا. O my sahaba, wait for red winds. Before I used to translate this hadith by saying wait for winds. The description of the hadith is red winds. When the tornado took place in Cape Town, there was an article in the paper, a woman says, "I was standing at the bus stop and I only seen red wind." O my sahaba, wait for red wind. فَارْتَقِبُوا عِنْدَ ذَٰلِكَ رِيحًا حَمْرًا وَزَلْزَلَةً. Wait for earthquakes. Tirmizi Sharif on the authority of Ali. Tirmizi Sharif on the authority of Ali radiyallahu anhu. Wait for earthquakes. زَلْزَلَةً خَصْفًا. Wait for the earth to swallow nations. مَسْخًا. Wait for Allah to disfigure the appearance of thousands. قَذْفًا. Wait for Allah to shower stones from the skies. آيَاتٍ تَتَابُعٍ كَنِظَامٍ قُتِعَ سِلْكُهُ فَتَتَابَ. O my sahaba, wait for divine disasters and wait for divine calamities in such a manner like how when your tasbih breaks, when the twine breaks, how bead after bead follows Allah's qasam, calamity after calamity will come. How when the tasbih is broken, how one bead after the other comes. In the same way, calamity after calamity will come. You will hardly be over with one earthquake and the next one will strike you. My respected brothers, it is happening before us. Really, the media coverage was a fraction of what happened. Sat down with the brothers that got back from Turkey and all the areas that were struck with the disasters. What came in the media was a fraction of what happened. All these descriptions that I'm given has been experienced there. My respected brothers and elders, we have to turn to a'mal. Allah has attached every condition of the believer with a'mal. Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers are successful. Allah says, honor. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Honor belongs to Allah and the believers. Allah Ta'ala says about His help, إِنَّا لَنَنْسُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Our help is with the believers. Allah says, أَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. You are the highest provided you have iman. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah says, I defend the believers. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا كَبِيرًا. Tell the believers, my special favor is coming upon them. Allah has attached every promise with amal, and Allah has attached nothing with the things of this dunya. We'll have to return to amal. We are living in a time, my respected brothers and elders, in that hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, which I was mentioning, where they told Hazrat Anas that 120,000 people have been killed by Hajjaj. So Anas radiallahu anhu said, Isbiru, make sabr. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَأْتِي عَلَيْكُمْ زَمَانٌ إِلَّا الَّذِي بَعْدَهُ أَشَرُّ مِنْهُ سَمِعْتُهُ مِنْ نَبِيِّكُمْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. Make sabr on whatever is happening. You are dreading this time. Allah's qasam, in this very same dunya, conditions are going to become so worse, people will be cherishing this era. And I say it in the same breath, on the authority of the quotation of Anas, as we are dreading this time, before Qiyamah, people will be cherishing this very same time. So all people, Anas radiallahu anhu said, make sabr. I have heard the Nabi of Allah saying, every time that is coming is going to be worse than the one that preceded it. This will carry on till the day of Qiyamah. We are heading towards Qiyamah, destining from Jannah, getting further from the golden era and coming closer to the worst era. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. He give us the tawfiq and the ability of implementing whatever was said. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala help and assist, protect and guide the Muslims wherever they are. May Allah protect us from these divine calamities. May Allah give us the tawfiq to open our eyes. May Allah give hidayat to the Muslim countries, the Muslim rulers, governors, wherever they are, to implement the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Recite Durud Sharif. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.